right, continuing now live from Dallas, Texas. Good to have you here. Good to have you here. So I want to speak now for the most powerful voice of business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Now, Michael Amo, Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs. Mike, good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, Steve, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you. Just one note, the Michigan Chamber, among those that endorsed Tudor Dixon for her run to be the Republican nominee for governor, she wins, so the Chamber must be pleased about that after the endorsement they gave in that crowded field. So that's just a note we were making here today, Mike. But I want to shift gears to these deals on climate change and federal policy and all of these things that are going to be discussed in detail, hot topics, no pun intended, by the way, at the upcoming Sustainability Summit, September the 13th. What is the Sustainability Summit and what's it all about?
Yeah, thanks so much. You know, the Sustainability Summit is an effort by the Michigan Chamber to bring together thought leaders in the energy and environment space and talk about, you know, what climate change means to the business community and how are we working towards a cleaner energy future. You know, there's a lot of folks in this space with competing ideas. And I think what we've seen and what many people that are skeptical of, you know, terms like sustainability or climate change is we've seen a lot of extreme ideas pushing myopic ideas that aren't realistic and aren't going to be, you know, economically prudent. What we're trying to say is, okay, if we're sincere about this, we're serious about getting cleaner, protecting our environment, protecting our communities, let's get together and talk about real pragmatic ways we can do that. And so,
here's my question, Mike, because this really is the concern that people have. People can see that there is a war on energy. There is a war on farms and farmers, and there's a war on freedom. It's not just happening here. It's happening in Canada and Europe and so forth. But as we continue to bulldoze our coal-fired power plants, dozens, in fact, hundreds are being built around the world in India and China. 45 coal-fired power plants are under construction as we speak in the European Union nations. And yet here in America, we're knocking down power plants. We're nowhere near ready to power with wind that's inconsistent or solar that's inconsistent. We have no consistent plan. I mean, you saw the warnings about Michigan facing brownouts this summer. It didn't happen yet that I'm aware of, but the fact that it's even a concern is not good news, is it?
Well, I think that you're spot on in that when we're talking about this idea of moving to a new future of generation, reliability is key. We have to have the power to keep the lights on, and we have to do so in a way that's cost effective for businesses, but also, you know, middle and working class families. We've seen this administration really falter on that, not take the idea of energy independence and energy reliability seriously. We are encouraged by some recent announcements around investments that are going to go into capacity and resilience for the state. And so we are constantly vigilant of our capacity, any capacity restrictions, et cetera. You're right. You know, there was some warning by MISO that, hey, we should look out for this for the region, not just Michigan, but for the greater Midwest region. In Michigan, we feel cautiously optimistic that we'll be in good shape. But we always need to be on top of that. That's got to be
Agreed.
The foremost concern. And so I think this summit does focus on that. Again, we're looking for pragmatic solutions. We're trying to bring together business leaders and policy leaders and talk about different points of view to say, okay, you know, we're heading in this direction. We need to make sure that we're not heading there too hot and too fast.
Because and more importantly, all by ourselves. You know, all by ourselves, because China and India and these other big polluting nations, they're not doing any of this. They're building coal-fired power plants as fast as they can slap bricks on the ground. And let's be fair. I don't want America to look like Los Angeles did in 1975 or New York City with all the smog and pollution and garbage. We want a clean nation. And right now we are the cleanest, greenest, industrialized nation in the world But we can't just unplug ourselves and pretend that we're going to put little windmills on our hats and everything's going to be glorious, because it's not. So there is a smart way to go about this, but I think that we have to be very careful not to get ahead of ourselves when the rest of the world is rolling its eyes and saying, no, we're building these other plants. I mean, that's a fair... We all want clean energy, but we want energy first. We don't want to be sitting in the dark with a candle and cold in the winter, now do we?
Yeah, exactly. So two really good points there. First, we have to look at this holistically. We have to keep in mind that when we're talking about an energy transition, this is a global commodity, a global need, and we need to be doing things that, you know, again, if we're, you know, moving towards a cleaner future, what does that mean for Americans and American affordability? The second thing is, you know, community health, public health, is a really important aspect.
Absolutely.
Of this as well. Right. We don't want to go back to issues where there were very real air pollution concerns and things of that nature. We've got water quality issues in the state that we're, you know, looking at and need to be addressed. All of those things are part of a sustainable future from our perspective. And so let's bring the people together to talk about that. So we're excited about this summit because we've got a couple of really great panels. One that looks at the federal issues, because we know there's been a lot going on over in D.C. talking about climate change and talking about it in a way that's of concern to the business community.
Sure.
And the second panel really looks at these industry leaders that are saying, hey, you know, we're not what you may think of when you think of sustainability, but we're trying to get there. We're trying to figure out how, and we need people to, you know, kind of broaden their minds when they're thinking about it, work with us.
Absolutely. How do you get together? How do we get on the same page? Michael Lamo here from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more at michamber.com, michamber.com. That's Sustainability Summit coming up September the 13th. michamber.com. You can find more information. Mike, up against a hard break, my friend, but thank you. Good conversation, and it's a conversation that's going to continue.
Thanks so much, Steve. Really appreciate it.